of the bad guys from Harry Potter. She loves it.
Million rules.
Yeah, you just try to hit him in the face.
I still have, you know, the dartboard that we had in the apartment in Philly. I have that in my garage right here. At some point, I'll put that up. I think I'll put it up outside or something.
Yeah, mine is just hanging in the back of my garage. Where's Adam? Did anybody?
What's he was what on. He disappeared a little bit.
Oh wait, he texted us. My Wi-Fi is spotty. Hang on.
Riz and Jeff, you're gonna go to roll20.net and launch the game, I assume.
Hang on, let me get it there.
Go over to this lake forest.
Here's the link.
Did you
in
send
the chat.
Oh yeah.
Just don't forget to turn off your video and audio. I have a Dungeons and Dragons notebook and I lost it. I don't know what happened to it.
The same thing happened to me with my campaign that I'm leading, and it's like, I'm 5 years in, and I lost my notebook, and I'm like, oh, shit.
I have it somewhere, it's just, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
All right. Where's my... So many things. D&D. Okay. Ready.
Right, I think I'm in there.
See everyone. Obviously, Adam's not on.
And Bob, how's everyone doing in the household?
Good. It's you know, everybody's healthy. We're getting a little bit of the hang of the schedule here, so you know, it's good. I couldn't be happier, honestly.
She seems like a good sized baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
That's
didn't.
Definitely.
She didn't lose any weight. Hmm. Like,
how big is she?
How big, Sarah, do you remember how big she is? Well, she was 7 pounds, what? 12 ounces? Okay, so 7 pounds, probably 14 ounces.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that like average? What's the average baby?
I think like 8's the average about, maybe. Or
I don't know, but that's bigger than Carmen was.
My first one was tiny. I had a 5 pound, 2 ounce to start.
Wow.
Said, let's start small. Make it easy on us.
Make it just fit out a little easier.
Yeah.
Just get it out.
Yeah. Oh, Oscar.
No, like Billy Rubin or any of that nonsense. Just pretty good.
Yeah, no, she passed all her tests. So, you know, we're talking about schools and I said MIT was probably going to be my top pick. So
you've already registered for kindergartens, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah. Everyone. She was when we were in the hospital, she was a little low on blood sugar, so they kept us long. but other than that. And then, like, after that, she wasn't low on blood sugar, and so we're good. We're good now. So, just
nice. We had a weird thing where Carmen had to be under these lights.
Oh, yeah.
Jaundice?
The jaundice lights?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been
I had
trying,
that, too.
I've been actually, because I know about this problem, I've been trying to, like, just take her out into the sun, like, a little bit every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get a little bit of that vitamin D.
Yeah, like when you do your butthole signing.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'll, Daddy and me butthole signing. I'm gonna start classes.
Where's Adam?
I don't know.
It's still troubleshooting, but that was a little bit ago.
Still troubleshooting? Oh, man.
Wait, he was on, though, like, fully.
Yeah, he was on, but he was, like, he was idle for a really long time, then he hopped on, and then he just kind of, like, was gone.
Well. I loved your, I loved the journal.
Thanks, man. I had fun with that.
I'll immortalize that on the site when I get around to my next post here.
And thanks for doing that. That's really fun to read.
Yeah. Well, it helps me. Like, it's honestly, it's if I didn't do that, I probably wouldn't remember all the details myself. Helps me remember what's important. All right, I'll text Adam, perhaps. Have any of you guys ever listened to either Critical Role or Adventure Zone podcasts?
I've heard about them. I haven't.
A little.
No. What is it?
There's people playing D&D on a podcast, basically. I was just curious if you guys had ever dove into that.
I listened to some pretty crazy podcasts, I'll tell you. I started listening to this one podcast called Lexicon Valley, and he's a Columbia linguistic anthropologist / Broadway musical expert. And he discusses linguistics. And he, every analogy relates it to historic Tin Pan Alley New York musicals.
That's pretty wild.
Maybe you should just listen to D&D podcast. That's cerebral.
It's more realistic. More down to earth. Adam.
Right?
Are you with us?
Yeah.
All right.
What's up, Charlie?
What's up, Adam?
We dropped the Roll 20 link in the chat, in the Zoom chat.
You'll probably need it again. I don't think you can see old chats.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You went there for. I definitely believe you're in LA now. That's a real Southwestern bedroom decor.
You like my Southwestern bedroom? Mm-hmm. It beats a Boca Raton bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Although you see my boxes right here. Wait.
No. I mean, yeah, no more boxes that are behind me right now.
Taxes.
Taxes?
Oh, God.
I have so much shit, dude. We, like, our place is so small for all the stuff that we have. We really have to move.
Well, you can get a nice big place up here in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm. Don't tempt me.
Are you in Bakersfield?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, I didn't realize that. I thought you were still farther up north. I somehow missed.
No, I moved last year, end of last year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
I'm
officially in SoCal, you know.
Yeah, no, Bakersfield's not so far.
Yeah.
I was commuting to Long Beach like every day. So
are you going to bed?
Well, that's cool. I didn't really know why. I'll have to come by sometime.
Yeah. I'll make it down there eventually at some point.
Anybody here read comics?
Yeah.
Anybody read weekly? Anybody reading X-Men? Oh, Josh is reading X-Men. Yeah. We'll sidebar of what's been going on.
Like every week.
You and I sidebar later.
Yeah. Let's get started because I'm not sure how much time I'm going to have on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So let me do a quick recap, or unless you guys don't feel like you want me to?
No, we do.
Okay, yes. Okay. So, from session one, you guys are on a journey together from this area called Idekuns, and you're headed towards Olodi. You all, via your own methods and for your own reasons, joined Bort's caravan to get you there to fulfill your own quests that you were on. You're heading through this long forest on the way to a stop along the way to your destination. You were just outside of Itrin's Folly, and you encountered four crazy messed up wolves that you fought very bravely and succeeded. And side note, you should be I don't know if I mentioned this before, but you should have 30 XP for killing those wolves. Did I say that? I don't remember if I did. But
I don't think so.
But go ahead and add those experience points to your character sheets, because they should have been added per session one.
Where do they go?
They go.
They're up on the top, on the first page, I think.
Oh, if you click on the gear icon of your name badge name thing, then it appears.
Oh, weird.
Level.
Oh, no, never mind. It does appear. I had the gear icon clicked all the time. I guess clicking it unclicked it, then that makes more sense. Okay.
Experience. So,
Where?
Oh, I see. Okay, hold
on. It's in the top right box on the first, on the core page of the character sheet.
It says class. And there's a little gear icon that you click to change it between.
Yeah, for some reason, the gear icon makes it invisible.
So I should be at a total of 30 points. Is that
yeah, right? Everyone at 30 for now.
Okay. I only see level one.
No, you gotta click the gear within that badge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't see a place to put a number.
You gotta click it twice. Click it twice.
So there's there's another problem in that the gear icon only shows up if you're hovering over it.
Oh yeah. Shoot, you're probably clicking on the gear icon that's like next to the word spells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
sorry.
There's one in the box above it that toggles on and off the editing. I'm not sure what that's toggling.
I sent a screenshot of where it is.
It says experience points above spells.
Hang on, I'm opening Adam's screenshot here.
That's a really wicked UI thing that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I see that. And it just says you put a number in, it just says.
Yep, just type in 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, what the hell? What am I doing here? Here we go. Okay. Okay.
All right. So you guys make your way into Itrin's Folly. Your first stop is okay, wait, let me back up here. As you make your way into Itrin's Folly, you notice all of the homes around you on the north side of town are all messed up, boarded up. No one's living there. You see no signs of life. You're headed down kind of this main road, and you get into the center of town, and there is a place called the Feed Mill, which is a brick building, and it's pretty much the only active building that you can see. And there's basically three sections to it. One of the sections is a stable, which is where you first go, and the caravan unloads, and there is a woman there named Idra, who helps get all of the horses and stuff set up in the stable. The caravan consists of Bort, who's the leader, Ulf and Ulf, the brothers, Tamli, and Cookie, the cook. Tamli, Ulf and Ulf, at Bort's behest, take you guys over to the tavern to get dinner started. Cookie stays behind, Bort stays behind. Bort is helping with the stable or something. You guys head into the tavern and you meet like a crap ton of NPCs all at once. Most of them are up there just drinking. You guys become immediately suspicious of this one character, Sir Loren Krent, who is drinking alone at the bar. And let's see. I forget exactly how the order of this went. I think you started to want to mess with him almost right away. and you were also, Isla, for one, was disconcerted about the wolves still and not knowing basically what was going on in the town. You guys are sitting down to try to, and you sit down at the main table with Tamli. Ulf and Ulf go up to the bar to drink among, like, with themselves. A woman comes over named Trin, and she serves you your first round of beers. She heads over to the bar, gets you some beers. She comes back, and I think it's around this time that Isla lost her shit and like went up to the bar and basically made a scene demanding to know what was going on, and basically shocked everyone in there. And they didn't really have any way to respond to your outburst. And with some coaxing from Ignacia and Delma Fulst, who was working behind the bar, we managed to calm Isla down and get her back to her chair to get some food. And so Trin and this goblin Finnick was serving the dinner. Let me mention some of the other NPCs just to bring them back up here. So
can you put the map back up? Can we see,
like... Oh yeah. Let me drop you guys over there, although I think I moved some of them around as we played, but
and I think, like, is Goge in the bathroom or something, right?
Goge is currently in the bathroom. All right, here's the tavern. So
didn't I go outside to get with the guy who left, and I tried to push him out?
That happens. I might be mixing up the order of operations here because I'm doing this from memory. But let me just. Yeah, so currently I removed all the NPCs. This is the current status of the tavern, let's say, or was the last status of the tavern. So all of the people that were there that left, there was four farmers. There was a woman named Lydia Fulst. There's a farmer named Elam and Yalorde Elam. And then Sir Loren Krent, Flonk the Bard, Tamli Krent, Delma Fulst, Finnick. So these are the people that work at the tavern, just so you guys are clear. Amora works behind the kitchen, and she runs the kitchen. Finnick and Trin serve and run the food. And then at the bar is Delma Fulst and Colnarol. So that's a 5-person crew that runs the tavern. All right? And so everyone else that was in there are patrons. Flonk the Bard, Ulf and Ulf, well, that's your crew, but all the farmers, Sir Loren Krent, and there was a guy named Halid, a human, who was sitting, who was the only other person eating in the dining area. And immediately when you guys came in, he got up and walked out of the room. Finnick is the only goblin in the scene, and everyone that all of the NPCs basically look at him with shifty eyes, like they don't trust him, they don't like him. And he is very, very skittish and very timid, very meek. He avoids eye contact, and he avoided any type of interaction as much as he could. However, Geddy beckoned him over to the table, much to his dismay, and asked that he get a drink for Sir Lauren Krent. Finnick's response to that was to go to the kitchen to ask someone there if they could do it for him, and they told him to go up to the bar and take care of it. So he went to the bar and asked those people to take care of it. And so they finally brought the drink over to this poor, sad man crying in his beer. And he basically had no reaction to this gift, and which kind of annoyed Goge to the point of no return. So at that point, Bort came in from whatever he was doing, and he sat down with you, and he started telling you some stories, and he told you a variety of tales. As you guys were eating dinner, and then just as dessert was served, there was a brawl that got started basically up in the bar area. And from that moment on, it was like almost complete chaos. Your server Trin got hit in the face and ran out the front door. Sir Lauren Krent didn't want to get involved. He also tried to run out the front door. And that's when Goge tried to grab him, but you failed a strength roll and you guys plopped down on the floor. But Geddy got off a command spell, and you managed to get a little bit of details of Oscar. No, sorry, one second. Oscar, hold on a second, guys.
Wally's thinking here. So, like, should we talk to these people? Who do we want to talk to?
No one. They're all drunk and they're fighting. I think we should just see what's. We should just observe.
You don't want to talk to Amora?
So wait.
Bort's story about getting involved in some gangster stuff down at a port. That he was messing with gangsters, and his girl was messing with gangsters, or something like that. I'm kind of butchering the story, but that seems very relevant. I mean,
the gangsters. Wait, who is messing with
the story that he told?
Girl, yeah. Can we rehash that story?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which character was it?
Bort told the story, I think, that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the one.
So.
It didn't involve anybody here.
No, and it didn't. This was about an acquaintance. So this is kind of like a acquaintance of Bort's. That was just, he was reminded of Isla's behavior. This is kind of long. How about I just paste? I'll paste this into the chat for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tale, which was one of two tales that he told you, actually. But I also want to recount, because this is one thing that I needed to retcon a little bit, when the brawl was going on and Geddy got the command spell off on Sir Lauren Krent, I think I kind of butchered his story here a little bit because I was going off the dome. So let me see if Sir Lauren Krant.
It's also on the webpage. I noticed there's much more detail about what he's upset about, what he's sad about.
Exactly.
Where did you post this?
In the Roll20 chat.
Well, there's also in his email, his recap email, he sent a link to DennyDennyBreakfast.com.
Well, yeah, here, I'll put that. I'll put that in the both chats as well. That's the.
Yeah, man, that story about Stacy is a doozy.
Like a
reading comprehension test.
Okay. Sir Lauren Krant begins to ramble. It's an unintelligible stream. He mentions a list of regrets he had during the fall of Last Wall. Terrible things happening to his comrades that he can never unsee. Nightmares from terrible battles keep him up most nights. He speaks of the terrible shame of being left here in Plaguestone by the survivors. The guilt of failure stacked on top of the rejection by his only friends. Etc., etc., etc. And he was babbling and it wasn't quite coherent. But that's what you got from your command spell, which I believe was a d20 roll. I mean, a crit success roll. You guys left him alone after that, basically assuming him to be a rambling drunk. And then suddenly, as the fight's still going on, this feller, Rolf, comes on in and takes charge of the situation, more or less. He's a big guy, and he likes to shoot his pistol in the air to gain control of the situation. And he's basically looks like he walked up to the bar area and started kicking people around. He wondered who you guys were, and someone said, "Oh, we're on Bort's caravan," and he took that on faith, like being like, "Oh yeah, okay, sure, Bort's caravan, gotcha." So he starts kicking around the farmers up there, telling them that they're going to have to pay back for the damage, yada yada yada. Before you know it, Bort starts eating dinner again. Eating his dessert, his porridge, and then that's when Bort died. And you guys, it was basically a shock to everyone there. There was no really obvious cause or reason at the time for him to have been killed. Rolf, being on the scene, decided to ask you guys to stay in town until the circuit judge arrives, which would be in a week, perhaps. In the meantime, perhaps you guys could try to clear your names of this crime. Basically, he didn't want to deal with it because he's incompetent and incapable of handling large crowds, truly, and big issues. You guys kind of talks amongst yourselves and you debate fleeing the town. You debate going out on your own. You kind of meet up with the rest of the crew from Bort's caravan, and they're all drinking and like carousing and kind of like in like crying together in memory of Bort, truly affected by this dramatically. And Tamley comes up to all of you, and she basically asks for your help to try to figure out who killed Bort, because obviously you're highly capable and they're not, and you're basically the only people that seem to be capable of getting justice in this particular case. And you guys basically agreed to do that. You spent the rest of the night hanging out with the caravan crew as they talked about Bort and how cool of a person he was and how great he was and how much they'll miss him. You guys spent the night in the loft above the stables. So we'll pick up the next morning here. So everyone go ahead and roll a constitution check to see how hungover you are.
What's the command for that?
Just click on
your character sheet. On your character sheet, there's a saving throws section right below, like right next to dexterity. You just click on the word constitution there. And then you get a constitution save, which I think, Jeff, if you redo yours, I think you might have a higher constitution save.
But, anyway. So just click it again?
A little bit to the right, it says saving throws.
And then you can click that one.
I can't find where to roll it.
Just click on the word in the saving throws square. Click on the word constitution.
Yeah.
Got it. Did mine go, Bob?
What's that?
Did mine go?
Yeah.
Yeah. 10, 15. What are the two numbers mean?
Yeah.
So
it's always going to roll two numbers in case the DM wants to say that you're rolling with advantage, which is like you might say roll two dice and you get to pick the higher one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just for clarity, if we're just like, if in case anyone double clicks it or whatever, with the exception of right now, Jeff, because you did a constitution check instead of a save throw, I'll take the first number of whatever you guys roll. Like,
yeah.
So just so we're, just to be consistent on that. All right. So Getty is the most hungover. Goj is second. So Getty's having a hard morning. Okay. So you guys get up, perhaps Ignacia and Isla are up way before everyone else.
That's about right.
So you're up in the stables. Let's say Bort's caravan crew are all still asleep by the time you guys all finally get up. And I will leave it to you to decide what you guys want to do.
I think we are in a room, or are we back in the caravan?
No, you're in the stables. So let me put you actually in this map here.
Shouldn't we go through the caravan, or should we leave it alone? Didn't Bort tell us that he had gifts and stuff in there? Should we go check that out? There has to be a reason why he was killed.
I think there might be
his personal effects.
Yeah, you guys can investigate the caravan. So let me.
What do you think?
Let's be careful about that.
I do think we'll split it. We'll split it four ways.
Okay.
Well, so let's think for a second. So
we've clearly been bound together by this mystery, and we have to sit around. I think we don't know the motives of the townspeople or why they want us to stay. We only know that Bort is dead, and we know that Bort had some things for us and he admired us. So should we check the caravan and see what's in there?
Absolutely.
So I'm drawing on the map here just to kind of quickly show you guys where the caravan wagons are. There's three of them. The one you guys came in, and the two other ones. Is there one that you want to investigate first?
Well, not the ones we came in, but the other ones, right?
Is there anybody else in here that's going to see us start snooping around the caravan and his stuff?
You don't see anybody right now, so let me take Idra off the map here. Yeah. There's no one else. You see the horses. Let's say it's like 10 in the morning. There's no one else around except for the other caravan crew who are currently asleep.
Where is Isla and Ignacia?
Ignacia's here. You just have to drag your name from... Now, if you go to the tab on the right that has the little newspaper journal, then you can see your character name and drag your character into this.
Should we vote on one of us going to check who's most trustworthy? Because I don't really trust Getty. She stole from a dead man.
What?
I was going to suggest Getty keeps watch at the door, just so there's no more five-fingered misplacements.
Right.
You guys don't know that Getty stole anything.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
we don't know that. That was too subtle for us.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, I guess what should we do in this case? Do we all trust each other right now? What do we think? Or should we roll and see who goes?
I mean, do we need each other's approval?
Well, somebody should be at the door. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I have a very high investigation skill, so I would like to.
I feel like this is a moment where we wouldn't trust each other, but we have to figure out how to trust each other. Does that make sense, everybody?
Well, you guys can play it as close to the chest as you want, but you can also, just as we're playing, you could just be like, talk to one another and be like, hey, do you guys want to look at this cart? Look at this wagon?
Yeah.
But your inherent distrust could be something that your character does. Like, you could say, like for example, Goj, you could be like, hey, Isla, why don't you go investigate that wagon and I'll keep an eye on Getty or something like this.
I don't trust Isla. I don't think Isla would be quiet enough. I vote for myself to go through caravan. I'm the most elfish. I'm stealthy. I'm a thief.
Keep each other honest. We'll keep.
I think that makes sense. I'll tell you what, Isla, she is not going to be brought down by this goddamn town. I'll tell you that. So if you guys need to be snooping around, that's fine. But she's not getting taken down.
No, I'm not implying that. I'm just saying you stand the chance of picking people up. I don't think you're stealthy enough to go check the caravan.
I think you're right. I think you should go check it out, and I'll stand out here with Chester.
Okay, with that.
Okay. Totally watch out.
Do you want to check out Bort's caravan first, or Cookie's caravan, or Cookie's Bort. Wagon? Okay. So
wait, Bort, right?
So Goj, then why don't you go ahead and do an investigation roll? Okay. So not a great investigation. You're a little too fuzzy from last night's activities to get a good grip on what's going on.
Where do I see the results of my roll?
It's
in the chat.
And I can keep that open. Is it all the way at the top?
It's the leftmost icon on the top bar that looks like a text bubble.
Yes, and once I'm in that, where is my roll?
Oh, it's all the way at the bottom.
It says investigation. Okay. So what's a good roll over a 10?
Of 20, right?
Well, in every case, so in something like this, I have an imaginary number that I'm keeping close to my chest. There's like maybe tiers based on the results. So like if you roll 15 to 20, it might be one thing. If you rolled 10 to 15, it might be another thing. If you rolled 5 to 10, maybe so not so good. And if you rolled 0 to 5, maybe you just couldn't even find the wagon. You were so hungover. So in this case, hold on one second.
I was shooting my mouth off, and look at me, guys.
No, you're stealthy, but you're not observant.
No, I'm not.
Just like 3 to 4 minutes. Sorry. So, again with the. Okay.
Eldritch Blast. Dang!
All right, you see that his wagon is almost overwhelmingly packed with all kinds of stuff. There's lots of papers, lots of different items, like compartments and like lots of small things. And like weird stuff, like there's like mummified bear's claws, like things floating in oil and like crystals and like all kinds of things up in there. You don't see with your investigation check, you don't really see anything of that might like indicate who killed him, or for example, or anything that is specifically out of place. But there's a bunch of stuff in there.
Is there? Can I look around to see if there's any journals or any personal?
You see a lot of papers, but you can't really. You don't make necessarily heads or tails of what's what.
Okay.
But there's a lot of journals. You know.
Ignacio wants to poke around, right, and stick close to Goj and look
should
over
I shoulder. Poke, maybe, should it maybe?
One moment, y'all.
Sure.
Oh, that's a baby. Is that the baby?
Oh yeah.
Sounds like a. I thought it was like a gopher that was on the loose. Babies.
Charlie, you have. Hang kids. On, Walla Bob is over there. We can strategize a little bit here.
Yeah.
Right. So we're assuming there's maybe some evidence in this thing, right?
Yeah.
Hey. He's a natural. Let's see that babe. Let's see that Dungeon Master's babe.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that cry.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this, Bob. Here's the real question.
Yeah.
Real men look.
What?
Did you watch your
babe? Oh yeah. Man, I wouldn't have traded that for the world. That was one of the most amazing dude. Experiences I've ever seen.
Dude, I got her.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It was crazy.
I don't mean to put any dad here on the spot, because every dad is a miracle, but did all these dads look?
No, I didn't.
All right.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a very, like, my brain gets images stuck in it, and... Yeah. I knew later down the road when I'm like back down in that region, I don't want to be thinking about that.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I need Respect. My brain is just before and after, and nothing happened in between. Just it's all mine.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay. So Goj, you're, so where are we? Ignacio, you wanted to do something?
Yeah, I'll do what Goj is doing, just look over his shoulder. Can I do an investigate?
Yep. Oh boy. Yeah, okay.
Done.
All right. All right. So with your clearer head.
And scholarly background, I'm used to looking through papers and researching.
Okay. Hold on one second. Okay, so you find amongst the things, you find a logbook that's pretty detailed, it's got entries for every kind of transaction and visit that Bort has made over many years. You notice that for about 5 years, been coming to Itrin's Folly and making deliveries that are just labeled reagents. And the person that is being delivered to is not written down.
Witch. He's been bringing things to the witch. I know this because I'm a wizard. Reagents sounds very magical.
Hmm. So he was in on something.
I'll say that. I'll explain to him. I'm like, look at this. He's been dealing with the witch. Now, that makes her a suspect. Or somebody who's upset about the witch would kill him because he's been providing for the witch.
Ooh.
Typical anti-feminine establishmentarianism.
We don't like that.
Can I look around for weapons? Or money,
jewels, in the caravan.
Yeah, anything valuable.
I'm gonna just say that your previous investigation check stands. So
okay,
you don't find anything useful. You don't find any weapons. No money, worth.
Egg and cheese sandwiches for a hungover dwarf or elf.
You might have to head to the. To the tavern for that.
Oh, there's cookies. There's let's go to Cookies Caravan.
I think we should check out Cookies.
Ooh, maybe someone else should. Too sloppy.
Okay.
I can do that.
Go ahead and do an investigation check, Jeff.
Okay.
Ghost, can you cover the door?
Okay. That I can do.
Not a good one.
Not a good one. Okay. As you pull back the curtain on the wagon, you see Cookie is actually asleep in the wagon.
I'm glad you rolled high enough to find that out.
Okay. So don't kill him is what you're saying.
It would have been an awkward searching of the wagon with him sleeping right there.
Okay.
Okay, we better keep our voices down.
Should we, what do you think? Should we head back to the tavern?
Are there any signs of like people being awake anywhere in the village that we can see?
So if you wander out to the street, you can, let's say you guys, I'll put you on the map here so you can remind yourselves, where we are. So here's the town map. If you wander out from the feed mill, or sorry, from the stables, out to where the Plaguestone area is, you can see Flonk the Bard, who was performing for you last night, is out there just kind of tuning and trying to play songs terribly again. You don't really see anyone else around at the moment.
Who's got some good charisma to go butter up Flonk and figure out why he's so bad and what he knows?
Not me.
Let's send Getty.
Getty.
I got this one, you guys.
I have zero charisma.
Do I still have the command spell, or has that been?
So you guys I actually had a couple of points of order that I forgot to mention here. You guys have done a long rest. Everyone's back to full health. Everyone has recovered their spell slots. Goj has recovered your hit die, and Getty, you have lost your temporary hit points.
So what does this mean? What do we reset?
So if you have current hit points are less than the maximum hit points, put them to the maximum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how do I know what my max is? Okay.
It's that little.
Never mind. I got it.
Ooh, that's a poopy.
You need a break? You need a break?
Poop time?
I think she's definitely not hungry. Well, okay, I can't be changing these diapers too quickly because then they're just.
Yeah.
You can take five, dude.
No, I'm serious. Like, if I change this one right now, then there's going to be... I'll just have to change it again in another 5 minutes. So it's like...
Let it ride.
Yeah.
You should finish this, yeah.
Yeah.
You're, not in the tarry phase anymore, are you? You're past all the black...
I know, that tar stuff was crazy.
Yeah.
It was like a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah.
Tootsie Roll.
But then I missed it afterwards. I was like, oh, that tar was nice.
Yeah. Merconium.
Well, I mean, with the boys, us four, we had, girls. Those boys, they pissed straight up in the air, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 See, that's the problem is I start changing her diaper and then there's like another one will come out as I'm changing her. So I'm trying to avoid that as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, on the hit points, if you go to your character sheet, the current hit points is in the middle column. It's one of the big numbers. And hit point maximum is written just above that. So if you guys have current hit points down, I think Goj got hit and...
And I rested, right?
You guys all had full hit points. So Getty, if you... Yeah, but you used a spell slot, so go to your spells tab and make sure you're at the total number of spells. So it says slots total and slots remaining. So slots remaining should equal slots total.
Okay. I have one slot total, one slot remaining. Does that sound about right?
It should be two, I think.
Okay, two and two. Okay.
I'll double check that. What are you? You're sorry. What is your class? I don't remember.
Warlock.
Warlock. Warlock. Level one spell slots. Yeah, you have two. Or no. You only have one spell slot. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Then we're good.
So one spell slot known. Or sorry, one. What does it say? One spell slot and one remaining. Yeah. Okay. So you want to talk to Flunk? So he's sitting around. He got hammered last night too, so he's just as hungover as the worst of you guys. And it hasn't improved his singing at all. He's still just as bad as you remember. He's trying to sing some song. He's trying to sing a song about turnips, and he can't think of a word that rhymes with turnips.
Say, you boy, shut up and tell me, what do you know about singing last night?
Well, sorry, what was that? I didn't hear.
You boy, shut up and tell me about what happened last night. What do you know?
Flung is like, hey, easy. I don't know, man. Between all the bar fights here, I kind of lose track of generally what's going on in this town.
Hey, do you know about any witches in town?
Witches? Not a. You pretty much saw everybody that lives here last night. I don't think there's a witch, but there's about 20 years ago there was a woman named Silwith that people thought she was a witch. But I haven't seen her. Nobody has seen her. She was outcast.
Where did she live?
I don't know.
Who might know more about her?
You might ask Targan. He's a little bit old, but he's probably the only person that remembers really clearly back then.
And where would I find him?
He's just right in the main tavern area. Go see if you can find Delma.
Delma and Targan. Okay. What's up with Sir Walter, Sir Krant, the knight?
Oh, I don't. He's just a drunk. Don't worry about him.
Right.
I mean, we'll check him out.
Do you guys have any? Do you guys have any cool instruments for sale? Not that I have any money.
How much money do you have?
I might be able to spare a gold if you have a nice lute or something.
If you give me a gold, I'll bring you two lutes a month from now.
Sorry, no deal, my friend. I've been swindled before.
Think about
now.
You gotta make a loop.
I probably should have actually roll a persuasion check. Go ahead and roll a persuasion check. I didn't ask you to do that.
Now this is just a general question. Can we talk while an interaction is going on, even though we're not around our mate?
I'm going to loosely assume, unless you guys specifically say that you're not hanging out together, that you're going to be hanging out together.
Okay. So okay. In this real time store of the campaign, we're all standing behind Getty and just being like, yeah.
Well, you can also just say like, okay, if Goj is like, for some reason, not there, if you want to walk up, you can just say like, okay, Goj walks up and says this, or whatever, you know, tell me what your character does. Tell me what your character says, you know.
Because I would say let's go pilfer Worth Caravan to see what we can trade.
Well, but you I was going to say, now, Gauge, I think that this coercive interviewing is going pretty well. And I am more than willing for Isla to hold this guy up by his balls and threaten him with Chester.
We might.
We might get somewhere there. We might.
Okay. Persuasion check, what I said happened holds. So he basically says no to your offer.
Right. Now, do I maybe see them getting feisty over there? Because if I do, I'm gonna tell the boy, like, hey, my friends want to tear this place apart. So if you know anything else, just tell me now, and I can talk them down. Otherwise, they might tear you apart. No promises though.
What do you guys want to find here? There's like nothing going on here.
Those rubes alone, because we're standing around and they're like, wait for us to pass judgment and to figure out this case. They're not going to help us. I think we need to travel with what we have. We need to either go to the port, or we need to go to the people who work at the bar. But I don't think they know anything.
So what about that old person he mentioned? He
mentioned somebody who might know about a witch. I think we should probably talk to that person.
Then we should take that person.
I should mention, I didn't write this down, but here is this person's name. Targan Fulst.
We got to talk to Targan.
We should take Targan. Targan's the one that Geddy's talking to right now, right?
Yeah. No. Flonk. He's talking to Flonk, the bard.
We should take Flonk hostage. And have him take us to where Targan is.
I like that, Goats, but let's not tell him he's a hostage. Let's just tell him we need help on our investigation, and he's got to come with us.
Okay.
I think we can definitely grab this guy.
Does everybody agree? Is that a good
plan? I don't know why we need to grab this guy. This guy is not a suspect.
Okay.
Anyway, like, he's just a bard. We wanted to get some information from him. We got two names that we're going to go pursue next.
But how is he... How can we ask where we could find?
That's annoying too.
Say again.
This guy Flonk is annoying.
And he.
Let's just go over and check out this guy Targan.
Okay. Do we know where he is? He's back in the bar, right? Targan.
He's at the bar.
Targan's at the bar. Nice
and easy. So Flonk said to ask Delma.
Okay.
Delma,
who does work the bar?
Who's gonna go in?
Ignacio will go in. I will go in. You all need to calm down. If we don't want to be suspected of killing somebody, let's not threaten anybody.
Yes. Okay. That's a good plan. So,
we're not a babysitter. We might be trouble out there.
Let's send one of us in.
All right. I'll let you go in, but I got to come with you. Ignacio's got to come. Yes, I'm sorry. Isla's got to come.
Who's babysitting who here?
Isla has to come in.
Of course, Isla. Yes.
No one's going to send in Ignacia by herself in case something happens. That's crazy talk.
I feel like these
it's people, a tavern.
Yeah, I feel like they're not going to be very helpful to an elf.
Except for Bort's already been killed.
True. Okay. Of course.
Okay.
Of course, Isla. Let's go.
Let me clean up the screen a little bit here. Or you guys can basically ignore everything that's on, all the people.
Ignacia, I'll let you do the talking, but there's no way she's standing outside.
Right. This is our relationship. It's perfect.
Is it just Isla and Ignacia?
And Ignacia, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys head in. So everything is closed, and you see just, oops, I didn't mean to do this. Wait. So just Delma Fulst, Colnarol Brennick, and Amora. Let me put Amora back on the screen. Those are the only people in there, and they're just cleaning up from last night. As you walk in, Delma's like, sorry, the tavern's closed until we figure out how and who exactly killed Bort.
And is there sleeping upstairs? Is that where everybody is?
Sorry, what?
Is there like a sleeping area upstairs where everybody is right now? The other NPCs?
No. So the caravan is sleeping in a loft above the stables. The tavern doesn't have rooms per se.
Hmm. Okay. So there isn't anybody that we wanted to talk to.
There's nobody else. There's no other visitors here. These are all locals.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to talk about what happened last night with who's the most important person here?
Delma has the info on Target. So you want to talk to Delma about Target?
Yeah, but Delma, I mean, she's not in the room. The owner.
Delma is in the room.
Oh, Delma's
she's
in the
up
room.
On the bar. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Delma, Colneral, and Amora are there. Delma was the person speaking to you.
Okay, she's kind of in charge and runs
but
this.
You don't necessarily know her, so you could say, like, who's are you Delma? If you ask her, who's Delma, she says, oh, yeah, that's me. I'm Delma Fulst. Pleased to meet you.
Pleasure is mine. Do you run this establishment?
I do. Yep.
Great. Would you give us the honor of a cup of coffee and sitting down and catching up and discussing more about what happened last night?
We're trying to piece together what happened here and how one of our patrons managed to get poisoned. And I don't want to have another poisoning before we figure it out. So I'm happy to talk to you, but unfortunately I can't offer you any coffee.
I mean, if she's serving the food, why is she suspicious about that?
Good point.
So just to be clear, Delma was serving the bar, and Trin and Finnick were serving the food.
This is not going to work. We have to figure it out ourselves, guys. We have to go to the fort. We have to go down.
You're outside. Shh. You're outside the door.
I'm going to say, Goj, look.
Okay. We're going to sit down with Delma and... you know, be like, so I'm curious more about this Finnick character. It's so strange to see a goblin working in a waitstaff role, especially one that isn't very acclimated to people.
Yeah, I honestly, he doesn't really do a great job here anyway, but he gets a lot of bullying from people in town. There were battles here from the Goblin Blood Wars back in the day, and a lot of the people here never got over their prejudice of goblins, and so they just mistreat him all the time. And so he has a hard time making ends meet. So you know, I let him serve the tables and stuff, but he's not great. He's not a, and he's kind of a drifter. He kind of doesn't show up for work all the time. And not really a reliable person.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you have been, it seems like you're a very well-established person in this town. You and your, who is your partner? Is your partner also a successful business person?
I am single, but you might be thinking of my father, Targan.
Oh.
He's the mayor of the town.
Yes.
Yeah, he's, let's be honest, he's a little bit too frail to get anything done these days, but he is technically the mayor. If you guys want to do me a favor, you could help me out by, taking care of him while I investigate more here in the tavern today. Normally I take care of him during the day, but, honestly, you guys were only supposed to be staying here one night, and so having you guys stay in the lofts for an extra night, that would settle our debt if you could just lend me a hand by taking him out for a walk and just taking care of him for the day.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yes, I've worked with the elderly before, and that's why I have Isla here. She's strong enough to help with any sitting and standing that needs to happen.
Okay. Well, I would really appreciate that. Let me show you. I'll introduce you. He's just in the house which is attached to this tavern. So she leads you up through that door on the north side of the room, which connects to basically a living room area, which I don't have a map for this all sussed out. But you guys enter basically a living room. You're in like a house section of the feed mill. And you can see old, thin guy there. He's in a wheelchair. Delma says, Father, I didn't get your names.
I'm Ignatia, and this is Isla.
Ignatia and Isla. They're going to help me out. And take you around today if you take care of you, if you need anything, if you want to go for a walk or anything. And while I take care of the situation in the tavern, does that sound good? And he's like, so he's like, so what do you guys do?
I guess I look at Isla.
I'm avenging the death of my tribe.
He says, "Oh yeah, that sounds exhausting." and as you guys dive into conversation, Delma sneaks back out through the door and continues with her work. You guys are left with Targan. Targan says, "Tell you what, can we?" Would you take me out for my daily stroll here? I've been cooped up and I can't really get around by myself.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help him.
Uh-oh. Right.
So
you do the pushing.
So he, if you guys agree to that, he is going to direct you to out the front door here into the...
Here?
Courtyard. Here's the town center, just so you guys remember this. So you guys are out at the Plague Stone area where Flonk is, and Geddy and Goj and Chester are there.
Yep.
So, okay. So just that's where we're at. And so Targan's like, you guys want a quick tour of Etrin's Folly?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes.
And Ignatia will start trying to put on some, like, young woman charm that I'm sure old men love.
So he says, okay, there isn't too terribly much to see, but I'll show you what we have here. So he directs you basically to... to head south first, and he starts telling you, here, there's this fog of war thing. Let me polygon reveal here. Hold shift. Okay, so you guys are heading.
Are we all together now, or is Gojin, Geddy, and Chester still hanging out?
I would ask that of you. Are you going to try and merge with the group here or hang back?
Well, Ignatia send messages to Goj and Geddy. I put it in chat so that they knew what they hear.
Yeah, we'll creep up. I'm going to creep up behind. I think Geddy should do the same.
So, yeah, he's going to follow Goj's lead and gain respect.
Okay, so you guys are walking. He directs you south, and you guys are headed south. It looks a little bit nicer than the north end of town. You can see that a couple of the homes, there's actually people living in them. And as you actually get further towards the edge of town, there's like farmhouses and active working fields with people as you head further and further south. And as you're doing that, Targan is going to tell you a bit about the history of Plague Stone, aka Etrin's Folly. So, hold on, let me find this briefly. Targan. Okay. So he can't see very well, and so he's pointing at probably the wrong thing slightly. As you guys are going, but so he starts with the feed mill. And he's like, he talks very proudly of it, like the place that you guys just walked out of in the first place. And Targan says he opened the feed mill more than 50 years ago before the Goblin Blood Wars. His brother died in that conflict along with most of Targan's extended family, and the town itself avoided the worst of the conflict, but they were hit so hard with the plague after the war that that's what kind of killed the rest of the town. He points out Plague Stone, which you guys already have heard some about. But again, just reiterating, this is the stone where during the plague, the sick people would put coins in the little pot, and then the people that didn't have the plague would put food in the center of it. So it's like a piece of stone that has like an indentation in the middle. So he recounts how everyone suspected a local witch named Silwith of starting the plague. After Silwith caught it herself, she cursed the town's only priest before she died. And then soon after, Father Bulgris contracted the plague and died also. He tells you that she had a daughter named Villery who stuck around in her mother's home for a few years, but then ran off by herself. So this contradicts what you guys have heard before, that she ran off and by herself, because he's telling you she died. He doesn't bother... So he mentions that Father Bulgrist was the first to accuse Silwith of being a witch and the first and spreading the plague around town. As you guys continue on south, he starts pointing out like people that died of the plague, like just empty houses that are there. He's like, this person was used to live here, but they died of the plague. Yada, yada, yada. So, you guys make your way all the way down to the end here.
Has one of us explained our snafu here, where... our caravan leader was poisoned to Targan? Have we explained that yet?
I'll leave it to you to explain it. You can say whatever you... although you guys are trailing behind, right? It's just Ignacia and Isla.
Right. Should it be explained, or should we just kind of let the old man talk?
I think I'm letting the old man talk, and if the well starts to run dry, we'll... come up with that information and see what.
Should we see where the girl once lived?
That'd be good.
Show us the house?
Yeah. Ooh, which one was the witch's house where that daughter lived?
He says, you know, I think the person who used to or sorry, the house that Silwith used to live in is now currently occupied by actually my niece, Lydia. But we can head up there if you want to check it out. It's on the north side of town. It's on the opposite side. Okay. But if you guys want to, while we're down here, I was going to show you Eitrin's Hill real quick.
Why don't I sneak up there secretly?
Maybe Getty should, or maybe I should.
The two of us will get in, go split
up. Let's see.
We can go up there afterwards. He'll let us take him for a walk.
If you guys are trailing behind discreetly enough to not be noticed, you guys are not privy to this information.
Okay. So we're just going to see where this guy takes us.
Well, no, but Isla is there. But
yeah.
Getty is not currently privy to the
information. So maybe we just make note of this that we'll go check it out.
Right. Isla, don't leave me. We're heading out of town.
No, she doesn't abandon her tribe.
Excellent. So he points to Eitrin's Hill there, which is I highlighted on the map. You guys can see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so so he basically talks that Eitrin is the person that founded the town many years ago, and how the town got its name, Eitrin's Folly, is that his house burnt down because it was too far away from the river, which was on the north side that you guys crossed coming into the town. And so because he wanted to be up high on the hill to see everything, that was his folly. And so they named the town Eitrin's Folly.
He should have lived in the cave, like a safe place.
Yeah. Do you guys want to go see my daughter or my niece's place?
Sure, we have more time to walk and talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we could.
Yeah.
So, do you want to take the scenic route or the route or the quick route here?
We should do that scenic route, the one that we were going on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see more of town or more of the area around town.
Yeah. So, as you head out, you see more and more fields, and he's mentioning like this and that of like people that. Some of the people that you met last night, like here's Farmer Elam's place, Sir Lauren Krentz over here, that's Trin's house is back there. Like you can see, like this is kind of where a lot of the people actually live, is out by these farms. And so as you head up, you pass this shrine here, which is like a broken down shrine. And so he mentions this is for Father Bull. What was that guy's name?
Bulgrist.
Bulgrist. I'm gonna put it in the chat so I don't forget. this is where Father Bulgrist set up his ministry. He died of the plague, and no one ever. No one ever heard from him after that, after he died. where is Lydia's house? This thing isn't letting me move. Okay.
It sounds like definite old man speak or a weird ominous hint about what really goes on with old people here.
Okay, so and as you head up to this area up here, you see Leifel's house, and he basically points it out, and he's like, so that's where Silwith used to live, but now it's currently occupied by my niece Lydia. She's a little bit of a troublemaker herself. I guess that's all there is to say. She's probably in there sleeping still, as it's about approaching noon.
Well, we should probably make sure you get a bathroom break before we make the whole trip back. We don't want to have any urgent needs. How about we go up and knock on the door and ask to use a restroom.
Do a charisma or a do a charisma check. Or
persuasion, charisma.
Do a persuasion check. Yeah. Oh, I'm about to lose my. Okay. he says, "You know what? I'd rather head back. Honestly, I think I'm feeling tired."
Okay. I'll send a whisper message to Goj. That house is where the witch used to live, but his niece lives there now, and she's kind of a troublemaker. Maybe go take a look around.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, is whisper, is message a cantrip for you? Huh? Dope. Okay. You guys hear this? Mm-hmm. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming right now. Okay, so if you guys want to take Targan back and you guys are going to check out Lydia's house.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So party split. All right, so you guys head taking Targan back towards the feed mill down the main road that you came in the first time. And who is it? Just Getty and Goj together?
Yeah.
Is Chester Copper? Where's Chester in this situation?
He's with Getty and Goj.
Really? Okay.
Or he could be with Isla. I mean, he probably would be with me.
Okay.
All right. So, I guess I'll message to Isla. Isla, maybe hang back and keep an eye on those two in case any trouble arises. I think I'm going to be safe in town taking the old man back to his room, and then I'll double back and catch up.
Okay, I'll do that.
So when do you do that along our journey here? Right at the fork or what?
Probably like right about here is where I think I'd think to tell her to go.
Okay.
Yeah, and Chester was following behind, so now they're going to meet back. She's going to head towards Lydia's house, knowing that Getty and Goj are on their way to check it out as well.
Okay, so Getty and Goj, you guys approach the house, and you don't see any signs of life from the outside. Have a crude map here. So what is going to be your move?
I'm just going to try the front door.
Okay. So, so you approach the front door from the road, and it seems to be locked. And, yeah, are you going to knock?
I'm gonna say, Goj, can you get us into this?
Maybe we should try. Is there a back? Is there a back of the house? Maybe we should go check the back of the house.
Can I use Mage Hand to open the door from the inside?
No. No, I think you have to see what you're doing.
Okay.
You can click on the spell chat bubble to put it in the text.
Can I go look through the windows before we cast spells? Can we just kind of peruse around the perimeter of the house before we... We're only at the front door here.
Let's.
Okay.
In other words, save your magic. Let's look around.
All right. Yeah, so can you like sneak around?
As you guys sneak around to the back side of the house, you see a door on the rear that's a glass door that's been smashed in. And you hear some ruckus going on in the rear room.
Okay. So let's
we got ruckus.
Getty, let's sneak inside, but let's not make our presence known.
Goj, any treasure we find. 50-50.
Well, we... Okay. Deal.
Need to know I can trust you.
Mm-hmm. Let's sneak in. Let's watch our back.
let's not let our presence be known, and let's let this play out. Let's see what's going on here.
Isla's got a lot of sneakiness. She's got that stealth, so she'll follow you in.
Okay, so if you guys walk in to... Go ahead and both of you roll a stealth check real quick. Well, no. Isla, you're not there yet. Okay. Huh. Goj and Geddy. All right. Pretty stealthy. As you walk in, you can kind of see a giant messed up bear kind of eating at the remains of a body.
Oof. Remains of a body.
Yeah.
Well, let's not mess with the bear. The body's dead.
Sure we shouldn't mess with that bear?
Do you say that out loud?
I whisper it to Geddy, unless, I don't know, what's the bear going to do for us? Is the body dead? Can we tell if the body's dead without, like, can I look clearly and see if it's dead, or is it just being mauled? Like,
it's being mauled clearly.
Is there gore? Are we looking at gore?
And he says,
Isla is very comfortable with cave bears, and I'll tell you, she's ready to rock.
Okay, can I do like an investigation check to see if there's anything more to understand about this?
Did we just walk into gore? Let's do something like that. Good call.
Well, this is a dangerous bear, I'm assuming we're talking about here, because it's feasting on some dead body.
Yeah. Well,
here's the deal. We could kill this bear.
Can you incapacitate it without killing it? I mean, I'm happy to kill it, but
Let's kill the bear.
There could be good stuff worth investigating here.
Kill this fucking bear.
All right. okay.
Geddy, or who's going to deliver the death blow? You or me? Or try to do it?
Can we roll for it? Can we draw straws? Can I represent drawing straws through dice roll?
You guys really work backwards for your encounters. You're like, I'm gonna treasure first.
Yeah,
I'm just going to kill it.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to try to do a death blow. I'm going to try to throw a dagger, or I have daggers. I have an arrow. Let's try an arrow.
Okay.
You sure you want me to come at this with like a broad axe or something?
You're not there yet. But go
I'm
ahead.
Okay.
And do
I'm sorry, if that doesn't work out.
Go ahead and try it and do a hit with whatever weapon or thing you want to do.
How do I, where would I do that?
Well, if you're going to do an axe, then click on the axe.
So on your character sheet, there's a list of like weapons you have.
I'm going to do an arrow.
Do you see attacks and spell casting as a section?
Uh-huh. Oh, I have a rapier, a short bow, a dagger.
So click on the
short bow. I'm going short. What's a rapier?
It's a skinny like sword.
Oh, is it curved?
Yeah, long and thin.
Yeah, that's the scimitar, but it's
let's
more
go,
like...
Let's go with the short bow first.
Rapier's like Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. Like a saber.
Okay.
All right. So let me put on the map here. Let me just draw. This is the doorway that you guys are entering in with the glass that's all smashed. All right. So, all right. 14. Okay. That hits. So, and 7 piercing. Dang. Okay. All right, so you hit this bear, and it immediately becomes aware of your presence, taking this damage, and that is going to throw us into battle mode here.
Do you want to give it a sneak attack for like being hidden from it and attacking it?
Oh, since Geddy is there.
Oh yeah, how does sneak attack happen?
If he has advantage on the attack, like. If he's hidden, if he was hidden from the creature didn't see him, then his attack has advantage. And now he would just get to roll another 1d6 for his sneak attack.
For the damage.
Yeah.
It's Gozer.
Should I do that again?
Yeah, no, just roll it the same thing again, because then we'll see it.
this same short bow?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll give you a 1d6.
Okay.
So that cool. Got a 1.
1?
Right. That's so that 5 represents if you hover over it, it's a 1 plus 4, and 4 is his dexterity modifier.
Oh, so he only gets 1 modifier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The sneak attack is just what I was talking about is once per turn, he can add a sneak attack damage to the damage if he had advantage on the attack or if an ally is standing next to that enemy. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. So where's the... Forget how strong this guy is. Sorry, 1 second. I didn't even create a sheet for this guy yet.
Let me go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right.
Actually, guys, if you guys don't mind, this would be a good actual place to stop for me.
Sorry.
We'll pick up at the start of this battle next time.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. You guys want to see the baby one more time?
Yeah. Show me the diaper.
Man, it just seems like we're walking in circles here, guys. Congratulations, Mom.
Congrats.
Hey. But yeah, so this we'll pick up here. We'll pick up here next time, which we should schedule. When do you guys want to do it again?
I'm just not around next Tuesday.
Next week.
Yeah, anytime after except Tuesday.
Can we do 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Like the 21st?
Should be good. That's good for me. I think that's good for me.
You don't want to do 420?
Oh man. Sorry, 420 is my other geeking out with dads playing video games night. So Wednesday is my best geeking out with dads playing D&D night.
Okay.
All right, cool. I'll put it for 420 same time. 421 same time.
8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for being such a good sport. We know it's a real, real hard time to carve out, so thank you so much.
No problem.
Hey, man. And speak up whatever you need. We're totally empathetic.
Yeah.
If you're like, I'm stopping now. It's bedtime or I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
No, that's I think what it just happened.
That's what just happened.
Good night. Yeah. No, this is super fun. It's actually really challenging to DM with you guys in ways that I did not expect. So
we're just hyper detailed, I guess. I don't know. It seems like we're just like walking in circles here at the moment. We got to get it together. We got to get a crew.
We're doing fine. If we're getting in battles, that's D&D. You're doing fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are making pretty significant progress. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Cool. All right, guys. Love you.
Love. All right,
peace.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. All right. Be well, Bob.
Bye.
Good job. She's drinking this whole thing. After having been on my left boob, or sorry, on one of my boobs, if you she was on my boob for 30 minutes straight. Took a 30-minute break.